You are listening to God Will Never Fail Her, a podcast to help you grow in your walk with God and let His light shine through you. For the Word of God will never fail. Luke 1:37. Episode number 3, Self-Love and Value. Hello, my faithful friends. I'm so excited for today's episode. Honestly, I've been wanting to talk about this since before I even created the podcast. It's one of the reasons I started this whole journey. Today's topic on self-love and value. It's such a big topic and there are so many directions it could go. But of course, I'm going to center this around Christ. As I've grown, I've realized how much we all struggle with this, especially when we're younger. So today, I really want to dedicate this episode to younger me, to younger Jasmine, to the girl who didn't know her value yet, who didn't understand her worth. I want to speak to that girl and to anyone else who might be in that same place right now. To truly love yourself and value yourself means knowing your identity in Christ and believing what He says about you. I want to be mindful of how I approach this topic because the world has its own version of self-love, and as believers, we need to be able to tell the difference. When I say the world, I'm talking specifically about the messages we get from a non-biblical and non-believing point of view. There are subtle differences that can actually make a big impact. For example, when we're talking about self-love, as in self, that would pertain to me, I, myself, right? Quickly, that can become selfish. It's being able to differentiate the two. We're not being selfish, we're understanding our value. I was on TikTok and I saw this video that kind of triggered me. This girl was saying, stop doing things for other people, just focus on yourself and do what's best for you. While I think the intention of the video was good, as someone who follows Christ, the message felt off. And yes, taking care of yourself is important, but that can easily cross the line into selfishness. As believers, we're called to love others, serve others, and live generously. Scripture calls us to care for others. Hebrews 13:16 says, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Luke 6:38, "Give and it will be given to you." And Philippians 2:4, it says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." So again, self-love doesn't mean being selfish. It means seeing yourself the way God sees you. We are God's children. Think about how a parent sees their child. In a healthy relationship, no matter what that child does, a parent wants the best for them, sees their potential, and loves them unconditionally. That's how God sees us, but even greater. He didn't just create us. He created us intentionally. Your body, your features, your personality, even your experiences, they're all part of His design. And that's what makes you uniquely you. We have to embrace what makes us us. We don't want to be like everybody else. And I do think that gets a little bit tricky in our day and age, especially with social media. As women, and I'm sure men relate to this as well, we're constantly told what we should look like, what we should wear, and how we present ourselves. The pressure is real. It's all a bunch of garbage, though, truthfully. What the media tells you you're supposed to look like And if anyone listening has any of these things, I'm not here to bash on you or judge you. I'm just bringing emphasis to the fact that you don't have to change yourself or be anyone else but you. For example, if you've gotten any work done, like a BBL or a boob job, you don't have to do those things to be beautiful. You are beautiful without those modifications. Or materialistic things. You don't need a name brand bag, designer clothes, or perfect makeup to be valuable. You already are. Part of the journey is loving the version of you that God created and not conforming to what the world tells you you need to be. When we're younger, we don't understand who we are yet, but that's the beauty of it. We're on a journey of finding it with Christ, which is individually you. In Psalm 139:14, it says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." In Genesis 1:27, it says, "God created mankind in his own image." That includes you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in his own image. I made a list of what I believe it means to love and value yourself. Respecting yourself, speaking kindly to yourself, prioritizing your needs, taking care of both your mental and physical health, surrounding yourself with supportive people who uplift you and help you grow, not accepting less than you deserve, knowing your worth, showing up for yourself so that way you can show up better for others, giving yourself grace. You'll make mistakes, and that's okay. What do we do when we make mistakes? We learn from them. It's letting go of what's not for you anymore. This could mean friendships, relationships, or habits. Not everything that played a big role in your life means it's meant to follow you in the next season of your life. And allowing others to love you. You are worthy of love. Valuing yourself allows you to show up as the best version of you. It helps you stop comparing yourself to society's standards. It helps you stop negative self-talk. It teaches you to create healthy boundaries. And in return, it brings confidence, peace, and light into your life and into others. When you understand and believe who God says you are, you begin to live differently. You understand that you don't need to change for anyone. You are already worthy. For me, this journey of finding my worth has taken time. In middle school and high school, I didn't understand my identity. I was insecure. I compared myself to others, but as I got older, especially in my mid-20s, I began to truly embrace who I am. God created me uniquely, and that's something to celebrate, and the same is true for you. If you struggle with negative self-talk, I encourage you to speak truth over yourself. Find scriptures that affirm who you are in Christ. Write them on sticky notes. Put them on your mirror. Say them to yourself daily. Your words have power. With that being said, let's end today's episode by reading some scriptures that remind us of who we are in Christ. You are a child of God. John 1:12. You have peace with God. Romans 5:1. You are completely forgiven. Colossians 1:14. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Matthew 5:13-14. You are chosen by God, holy and dearly loved. Colossians 3:12. You have been made complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10. You have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. Your needs are met by God. Philippians 4:19. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Philippians 4:13. When I read these verses, I don't just see promises. I see identity, I see value, and I see love. The world will try to define your worth by what we look like, what we've done, or what we have. But God defines our worth by who He says we are. His child, forgiven, chosen, complete, strong, and deeply loved. This is where self-love begins. Not by looking inward for perfection, but by looking to God and seeing ourselves through His eyes. So if you're questioning your value, if you've been measuring yourself against unrealistic standards, pause. Take a breath and remember, you are not lacking, you are not too broken, and you are not behind. In Christ, you are whole, you are worthy, you are enough, because He says so. And that truth is the foundation of every kind of love, especially the love you show yourself. And that concludes episode number 3. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this encouraged you and helped you see your worth a little more clearly. Let's finish in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts you give us, for creating us exactly as we are. Thank you for calling us your children and giving us worth and value through you. I pray for everyone listening. Help them see themselves through your eyes. Let them know they are loved, chosen, and fearfully and wonderfully made. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys, see you next time.